Up next, Grinding for Days, a brand new show where we discuss gaming, movies, music, pop culture, and more. And now, your hosts, Kieran and Kyle.
Hello, welcome to Grinding for Days. I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And all hail President Trump. What do you...
Even though we're in Canada,
well...
Yeah.
What do you think of the election results of this week?
To me, it wasn't that surprising. I thought he would win, just based on...
I did not think he was going to win.
You know?
I heard so much anti-Trump shit. I thought... I thought Hillary was going to take it for sure, and I was keeping tabs on the election that night. I was, you know, doing other stuff too. I didn't watch it on TV, but I was on like Twitter and Facebook, and
they had up to date.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was playing some games and whatnot, but I'm really entertained by the outcry.
You play Overwatch with some Americans. Did you talk to them about it?
Not really, no. I think
Keep politics out of your conversation.
Out of my Overwatch.
No politics, no religion.
Well, we're not a political podcast, but so no. We're not going to dwell on this a lot. But I,
yeah,
you know, everyone's in an uproar.
We can talk about our observations.
Yes.
It's funny. I think it's hilarious.
Well, I'm kind of glad to see, I'm very happy to see the social justice warriors, losing their shit.
Yeah, no, it's that's their worst nightmare. And you know, a year or two ago, it seemed like it would never happen.
We were just watching a gay dude on YouTube ranting about how they were all going to be put in concentration camps.
Taking it way too far.
I don't think that's going to actually happen. I think anyone being put in a camp in America has not happened since World War II.
No, and it happened here too, didn't it? In Canada, they put Japanese in concentration camps.
Did they do that in Canada? I know they did it in the States because George Takei is always talking about it because he got put in one when he was a little kid during the war.
I think they did it here too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think those days are behind us. I think, I don't think it's going to be that bad under Trump.
No.
You know, he's still got to answer to a lot of people. The president is not a monarch.
Definitely not.
The president has to go through the correct channels. I don't think that wall's ever going to go up.
My dad called me. He was watching the, you know, by the minute progress of the election, and because it affects the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's something.
It will have some effect on, you know, interest rates, prices. I don't know how things are going to go down there. We'll have to wait and see, you know?
Yeah.
But like I said, we're not a political podcast. I'm sure there's plenty out there. But it's such a huge event right now, and everyone's running around screaming that we had to address it.
Seems like a lot of celebrities jumped on the Hillary Clinton wagon, for sure.
Well, celebrities, I think, tend to be Democrats.
In general.
And if I was American, I would vote Democrat, and I probably would have voted for Hillary.
Yeah.
Or else I would have written
a totally
in...
different view on it.
I would have written in, like, Stone Cold Steve Austin or something like that. Weird Al Yankovic.
Is he American?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, Weird Al's from the States. I'm not sure exactly where. I think he's from California. I think he was born in California.
Huh.
But a lot of people think he's Canadian for some reason.
I did.
Yeah, well, he's not. He's American.
I thought he was a transplant from
Canada. Which is probably because he's so cool.
He's something, man.
He's like the Rush of polka musicians.
Yeah, he's really into polka or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does those great polka versions of like Disturbed tunes and stuff like that.
Because there's some dude I heard a few years ago, Richard Cheese. Have you heard of him?
I've heard of him.
Versions of new metal songs and stuff like that.
Do you remember Dawn of the Dead? Do you remember the Dawn of the Dead remake? And they had that, they had like a really lounge act version of Down with the Sickness.
That would explain how the guy who showed me that heard of it to start with. You know what I mean? How he got into it. Because he was a really... I don't know, man. This guy's idea of good music was anything that was popular. If you showed him anything that wasn't on the radio, he couldn't like it. You know what I mean? He couldn't.
Well, I got a brother who's a musician, and he's in a pretty famous band now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I watched him coming up, and he was in a band for like 10 years that were amazing. They were called the Bert Nielsen Band,
What band were they?
They were a jam band.
Okay.
They were like the Canadian Fish, basically, they were referred to as.
Oh.
And which is fine with me. I love jam bands. I love Fish. I love the Dead. I love all that
stuff. I do not.
I know you don't. But the band was really good, the Bert Nielsen band. Yeah. And people would say, is your brother's band any good? And I'd be like, yeah, they're awesome. And they'd be like, yeah. Well, how come they're not on the radio?
Oh, my God.
Because radio plays shit. Other day, I ran out of, I had a podcast in the car. I forgot to bring my iPod and I turned on the radio. Actually, I heard some good stuff on Jack FM. I don't know.
What podcast do you listen to again? You listen to
quite a few. I listen to a ton. I'm going to give some shout outs to my favorite podcast. My all time favorite podcast is Tell 'em Steve Dave. I really like the Smodco stuff.
That's all comedy, right?
It's just
from Impractical
Jokers. It's one guy from Impractical Jokers and two guys from Comic Book Men. And they're all friends with, like, because Q from Impractical Jokers used to manage the Secret Stash. Mm-hmm. And he's in a lot of the old Kevin Smith films. He's in Dogma.
He looked familiar.
Yeah. And then there's Brian Johnson and Walt Flanagan who are in like every Kevin Smith film. Tell him Steve Dave. That's where it comes from. Comes from the movie Mallrats, right?
Yeah.
So I like that. I like Hollywood Babylon a lot, and I like the Bill Burr podcast, the Monday Morning podcast, and I like I listen to the Nerdist sometimes. I listen to yesterday. I listened to he had Rob Zombie in the studio, and he's a pretty interesting
you like
dude.
You like Rob Zombie horror movies, right?
I like his music too. Yeah. Yeah, I like Rob Zombie overall.
How was that October? What was that movie?
31?
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Okay.
I saw it. It was kind of like...
I heard it was kind of shitty, but I haven't seen it, so I can't remember.
His movies are kind of shitty, but I like them.
Yeah.
The Devil's Rejects was a great movie.
Yeah, I haven't even seen The Devil's Rejects.
Oh, it's awesome. You got to see House of a Thousand Corpses first.
Okay.
And then The Devil's Rejects. Are
they in a continuum? Like
that? It's a sequel. But the really interesting thing is The House of a Thousand Corpses is a horror movie and The Devil's Rejects is not a horror movie.
Oh, it's not.
So it's a sequel that's a totally different genre of a film. Well, The Devil's The House of a Thousand Corpses, there is comedy elements. Or there are comedy elements.
I thought they were all straight up horror.
House of a Thousand Corpses is a straight up horror movie.
Oh, I see.
And then The Devil's Rejects is the killers from the first movie on the run from the cops.
Yeah.
After
some family, right?
Yeah, they're like the Firefly family, they're called.
Okay.
And they're all named after Groucho Marx characters because Rob Zombie is like a huge Marx Brothers fan. That's going to be his next movie. He's making a movie about...
like a biopic?
Groucho Marx when he was really old. Yeah, that's his next movie.
What was Groucho Marx like when he was old?
Apparently... no, he wasn't. But apparently he got fucked over pretty bad. And his caregiver treated him pretty bad. He ended up, I guess he ended up losing a lot of his money in the depression because the Marx Brothers were in the 30s.
Yeah.
And, I was listening to Rob Zombie telling this story. I'm just repeating it on our podcast. About
Groucho Marx.
Like
that he,
the Three Stooges,
a pair of glasses that we,
yeah, the glasses with the nose that people still wear.
Yeah.
I mean, the big comedy acts in like the 30s and the 40s were like the Three Stooges and the Marx Brothers, right? And the Three Stooges were more slapsticky.
My friend's mom gave me a Three Stooges 3 VHS set back in 2008 or something for Christmas.
Nice.
And I don't think I unwrapped it ever, but...
Oh, the Stooges are great. If you're
I do like it. I don't think I had a VHS... Like,
but the Marx Brothers were much more cerebral. Like
it wasn't
their
physical comedy.
No, it was.
I thought all comedy.
If you go back and listen to Groucho Marx,
I don't know the origin.
He's such a very like a witty man. Like, and you can go back. He used to do a game show after
Jewish, right?
I don't know.
Well, Marx. I don't know.
I don't think that was their real name, though. Okay. I don't think that was maybe. I don't know. I'm not going to Google it.
Yeah.
But after the Marx Brothers movies kind of slowed down, he took over. He did a game show on TV called You Bet Your Life, and you can find him on YouTube.
Yeah.
And because they used to show him on like PBS when I was younger.
Huh.
And he is just like one of those guys. Sharp. Very sharp. But anyways, we're going to get back to gaming, I guess.
You didn't say digress this time.
But we have digressed a little bit.
I caught you.
In such a decadent manner. We're not going to bring that back. We need a new shtick for this. We need a new shtick for this episode.
Can you bring up the list, my friend?
We got to bring up the list of, we talked about the U.S. election.
Yeah.
So the next thing, Wii U ends production.
Yeah, they're done with that.
When did they start production?
Probably 3 years ago, I'm guessing.
Wow, that's pretty short life cycle.
Two or three years ago.
Console.
Yeah, it completely failed. Nobody bought them.
I didn't buy one.
No. Did you try one?
I've never played one, no.
No? I tried... I know there's some games I'd like to play, but I'd never buy a Wii U to play them.
Well,
I played
any Nintendo system. You got your Mario, your Zelda, and your Metroid.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
and those are always guaranteed to be good games.
Definitely, yeah. Well, the Mario game, I'm trying to remember what it was called. It was really fun, though. It almost made me think about buying one, but not quite. And then I played, I think. The Donkey Kong they had on there.
Was there a Donkey Kong Country on the Wii U?
No.
Hmm.
Oh, wait, there might have been.
There was one on the Wii, right?
Yeah, yeah, I have that one. I really like it, but no, there just wasn't any third-party support, which is...
Well, Nintendo,
the Switch, they're touting it's going to have tons of third-party support.
Well, the NES had great third-party support. Yeah, some of
their consoles did. And even and the GameCube did.
The Super NES? They had them
for years, eh? Like, the Wii did, kind of, didn't it?
Little bit.
Yeah?
I was very disappointed in the Wii. Yeah. Where did my Wii end up?
What was that really visually unique game that was released? I think Clover Studios worked on it, who made Okami... And it was like that one, what was it called? And you're that guy, and he has
a
lightsaber, I think.
No More Heroes.
Yeah, No More Heroes.
I had that game.
What'd you think of it?
It was pretty good.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he made that Killer 7 game too, Clover Studios. He made Beautiful Joe, which I have to play sometime.
I've never played Beautiful Joe.
I've always heard it's
that really was on
PS2.
Oh, was it on PS2
and GameCube?
Oh, I thought it was older than that.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting it for GameCube, and then I can play it on my Wii, because it's backwards.
They got GameCubes in the pawn shop.
Do they?
Yeah.
How much are they?
Like $60, I think, Canadian.
That's the same price as that NES Retro, or is that what it's called?
Oh, the new NES.
Yeah, the miniature NES.
Yeah, the little NES Classic Edition, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And that's getting kind of mixed reviews, too.
Mm-hmm.
We may as well touch on that. We have that listed as a topic here.
Yeah.
So basically it's got what, 30 games?
Yeah, 30 games.
And they're not mostly
any other games. They made that clear.
Yeah, yeah.
They're really intent on not adding any.
Well, you know, I don't mean to. The cord
is really short, so
for the controllers.
2 feet.
Yeah.
So you have to sit in front of the TV like a fucking 5-year-old.
Or you get a really long HDMI cable.
Did you do that? Sit in front of the TV on the carpet? Cross-legged.
I did with my NES when I was young.
On my Super Nintendo, I did that. Playing Donkey Kong. Desperately trying to not die.
I think the longest console in terms of how long new ones were being made was the Atari 2600.
Yeah, you said they're...
That was in production till like 1992 or 93.
That's crazy.
Yeah, and they were still making games.
If they were making them, they must.
Well, it was really like I was playing Atari in the late 80s.
Okay.
Well, my girlfriend at the time, like my high school girlfriend, she had an Atari 2600. Mm-hmm. Yep. Me and my friend had an Atari 7800 that we went halves on.
Yep.
And that played all the 2600 games too.
Okay.
That was actually a decent system, but it got killed when the NES came out. Actually, I think the NES was released first because the 7800 got delayed and there was that piece of shit, the 5200.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just an abomination.
An abomination.
And I have a 2600 in the crawl space there, like an actual old school one.
Could you hook it up to your TV, though? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I ordered a little adapter.
I have an adapter. Like, somebody at my work, my friend, gave me a Super Nintendo. So I have all that. I went to Game Trader, and I bought a cord, like an HDMI cord that goes in. I think I just bought an AV cord, but I can't figure out how to get it. Do I need another cord to put it into my HDMI?
Well, didn't the Nintendo systems back in the day, it was like a coax cable?
Yeah, it is, but then the back, it's the basic three, like yellow, red, and
blue. That'll plug into your TV.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because
it has the ports. I think I didn't put it in right. There's got to be information. I should just look it up.
You can figure it out.
I don't think I tried it long enough.
Because Super Nintendo is very big right now. Like, retro gaming is huge.
No, it's always fun. Like,
that's why this NES Classic is coming out. You know,
yeah, I have a bunch of friends who just play retro games. They have no interest in any.
Yeah,
any
there's a lot games. Of people that, so, you know, once you hit like.
I tell them about the newer games. I'm like, yeah, this is insane, man. It has the spirit of those old games, but it's executed in a.
And there's a lot of new games. There's a lot of new games that have like the old 8-bit feel to them, like Hotline Miami and.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a video on YouTube the other day and I couldn't quite grasp what. They were trying to accomplish. It was presented by Alienware, right? You know okay. those guys? They, yeah, make, they make all the high-end gaming yeah. computers, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. And to show off the Alienware stuff, it was Angry Joe. Do you know Angry Joe? Angry Joe, he's a game reviewer online, right? Angry Joe?
I don't
Joe.
Think I've watched any of them.
He's a good reviewer. I trust yeah. his judgments. And yeah. And he was with that actress Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh, okay.
The one that was in Kick-Ass and the Carrie remake.
So was she a gamer?
I guess so.
Was she a gamer?
I guess so. And they were playing Broforce for some reason.
What's that?
You never played? I have Broforce on Steam. It's awesome. It's a very old 8-bit looking game. It's yeah. a newer game.
Yeah.
And you play as random characters and they're all, like satirical renditions of like 80s action heroes. Okay. And they all have bro somewhere in the name. So there's like Rambro, there's Bro Blade, yeah. there's Brochetti, there's, so they're not all from the 80s, I guess.
Commando?
No, they're all like movie guys. There's the bro in black, who's like the yeah. Men in Black kind of guy. There's, Indiana Brones. There's like, yeah. I think that's what he's called. I haven't played in a little while, but it's a fun game. It's got a very, it looks like Contra on the NES and you just like run around killing everybody, blowing shit up.
Huh.
But I'm like, if they're trying to show off the Alienware hardware, why are they playing Broforce? Yeah. Cause it's like very blocky 8-bit looking graphics. Yeah.
It's not going to test your graphics card.
That puzzled me.
That's very strange.
And I was very easily
puzzled.
Write
them an email.
I will. Dear Angry Joe.
What are you doing?
Why are you and Hit Girl playing Broforce? The end. Love, Kieran.
I watched Kick-Ass 2. I liked it. The first one's better, though.
Yeah. I liked sure. Kick-Ass and Kick-Ass 2. I thought
really
they were
liked
good.
The first one.
Yeah. I got the Borks, too.
It was awesome.
By Mark Miller.
When he gets stabbed.
Yeah.
It's just like, there's the dose of reality.
Yep. He goes out to fight the crime, costume. But then he gets like the metal plate in his head, and that's kind of yeah. a superpower, like because mm-hmm. yeah. people are hitting him in the head after, and he's not really feeling it.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of that Hulk Hogan movie where the villain has a metal plate in his head.
What, No Holds Barred?
Is that what it's called?
Was that the one?
I think it's Mr. Nanny.
Oh, he did a few movies.
But does the villain have a?
I didn't watch them, Kyle.
Oh, I did.
I watched No Holds Barred when it first came out.
But the villain is this dude with he's got the puffs of hair on the sides of his head kind of deal, where you're balding on top and you've got the ring. He's got that.
All I know from Mr. Nanny is Hulk Hogan wearing a tutu and he was like ballet dancing with a little girl.
That was so funny as a kid, like watching that shit.
Yeah, Hulk Hogan got a tutu on.
And I think Mr. Nanny has a scene where he goes in the kid's bedroom. And the kid's playing around with, like, mad scientist gear and chemistry sets. And they play the song Foaming at the Mouth by Rigor Mortis.
Oh, wow.
It's a really good death thrash kind of band.
Some of the songs that make it into, like, the
80s movies. He opens
the
door. It's so funny. He opens the door. He hears the song. And Hulk Hogan's face just, it's like, what are these kids listening?
That don't sound like no Skinner to me. I have no idea.
That's what Hulk Hogan, that's his musical taste.
I have no idea what Hulk
Always
Hogan
Skinner.
To.
Yeah, I don't either, actually.
Something
it's
tells
hard
me
to
he's
tell
a big
what kind
Skinner
of guy he is. You think he's a hick? He's like a Floridian, I think.
Yeah, well, Skinner's pretty big down in Florida.
They are.
Yeah.
But I don't
Rush
think he's
are huge in Florida.
Floridian. I'm not sure. I guess he's kind of a Southern
I think
guy.
He might be from California.
Yeah.
Because like in the wrestling looks they like always they said dog. He was from Venice Beach. Yeah, he does look like California. They always used to say from Venice Beach, California.
Probably worked out there, but doubt he was working out there. Have you been to Venice Beach?
No. I've been to California, but I haven't been to Venice Beach.
And people actually work out on the beach all day?
Yeah, like it's a gym on a beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds
like
hot.
Joe Weider opened it back
like the
in
the sand reflects the heat. You know, it comes off.
Yeah, I don't think I'd want to lift weights outdoors.
No, I think it's like the showmanship aspect.
Yeah. You know, I don't give a shit about that.
No, there's no mirrors to look at yourself, though. That's a big part of the gym. I know. You always need a mirror.
But the mirror is not for narcissistic reasons. It's to check your form and stuff like that.
That's what it should be for.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. I'm not a narcissistic individual.
Chicks' asses.
I don't do that either. No, I don't even wear my glasses.
Staring type.
I might glance. I mean, sometimes, yeah, there's really beautiful women in the gym. And you swing your nunchucks around like Napoleon Dynamite. I got mad nunchuck skills. Do they have
nunchucks at the gym?
No, but I used to use nunchucks as part of my... I used to do a home workout.
Were you good at them?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And because I took karate for years.
Yeah. Right?
And I dropped out like pretty just shy of my black belt. I kept doing it for a while, and I had a pair of foam rubber nunchucks, and I would swing them around for about 5-10 minutes as kind of a warm-up, and then I would do, like, push-ups. I used to do Roman chair push-ups, where you have, like, three chairs, and you go down lower, and then I had a little curl bar, so I would do, like, some presses and some curls, and then I had, like, a tricep, like, one of those expanding
metal rubber things?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I would do triceps with that. But now I have a gym membership.
You were a freaking machine.
I was.
That's insane.
I used to work out with my old buddy, who's dead now.
He always has to say that.
This podcast is dedicated to my buddy Nick, who's dead now.
Yeah, but R.I.P. you, bro.
I mean, he was a good guy.
Yeah, for sure. The NSA the NES Retro, is that what it's called?
I think it's called the NES Classic Edition.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's the actual name.
We looked at it. It's really small.
I will probably get one if I'm in a store. Like, it comes out tomorrow, November 11th. Today is November 10th.
Did you look at the game selection, though?
Why don't we do that right now? I haven't committed it to memory or anything. Yeah. But
the controllers look like they have USB ports.
Yeah. But they're the same controllers.
Yeah. Pretty much. And you can use Wii controllers, I'm pretty sure, too.
And you can probably plug that NES controller into your...
So it's got Super Mario Bros., Dr. Mario...
Well, let's get the list here.
Yeah. Excitebike.
So we got, Excitebike, Ghosts and Goblins, one of my favorites, Castlevania 2, Super C, which is I had back in the day.
That's a really good Castlevania game, right? Simon's Quest?
It's one of the weaker ones.
Is it?
Yeah.
Does it have really hard puzzles?
There was like one puzzle that was like really unsolvable, but everybody knows it now.
Yeah, that's how I've heard about it.
Super C, which I had.
Okay.
Super Contra, that was the sequel to Contra.
Mm-hmm.
Got Double Dragon 2. Ninja Gaiden, which is one of the hardest games ever made.
For sure.
Ice Climber, which I never played. Donkey Kong Jr., Classic Balloon Fight, which is kind of like Joust. Mario Brothers, the original Mario Brothers, Bubble Bobble, there's an 80s classic for you. Donkey Kong, Galaga, one of my favorites, and we use that music every time we close out the podcast.
That's right.
Kid Icarus.
Yeah.
Punch Out.
Is Kid Icarus where that Smash Bros. Character came from?
Yeah.
Yeah. The angel.
He's the little...
What's his name? Kid Icarus?
That's Kid Icarus, yeah. And it's a good game.
Yeah.
We got Punch Out without Mike Tyson.
What?
Yeah, because... Even back in the NES days, I had the original Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Because it was called
Mike Tyson's Punch-Out. Yeah.
And I used to be able to beat Mike Tyson. But then...
And that was really hard, right? Like, he was the end boss or something.
He was one of the hardest guys ever.
I like the 8-bit version. That was 8-bit, right?
Yeah.
The 8-bit version NES. Of Mike Tyson, though, they made. Because it looks like...
I like the 8-bit version of myself, you piece of shit. I'm going to come murder your children and rape your family.
Listen. You ever get your nuts stepped on when you wake up in the morning? Because that's how I feel when I wake up every morning.
Did you ever watch Mike Tyson Mysteries?
Because
that's a brilliant cartoon.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's really funny.
I didn't mind it. I like that he actually lends his voice to it.
But in the NES days, Mike Tyson, number one, got kind of disgraced because he went to jail for rape. For
the rape, yeah. He came out, he was never the same in boxing after that.
The rights or whatever ran out and Nintendo decided not to renew it.
Yeah.
So they replaced Mike Tyson with Mr. Dream. So the later versions were Punch Out featuring Mr. Dream.
Who was Mr. Dream?
He was just some made up character, but he fought the exact same way as Mike Tyson in the game.
See. Was he black?
Mm-mm.
Huh.
I'm pretty sure he was a white guy.
Weird.
Not that we would hold even against him.
Decision.
So we have Gradius, which is another one I had back in the day. Classic Konami shooter. Pac-Man. Remember Pac-Man?
Tecmo Bowl's
Tecmo Bowl is the best 8-bit football game we used to have.
People still play that.
And people still release ROM hacks of the cartridge where they update the NFL roster for Super Tecmo Bowl.
To current days.
To this day, they do it every year. They'll repro the cartridges. Yeah. So you can play like the 2016 did you play season. It too? Yeah, I played tons of Tecmo Bowl back in the day.
Even though you're not a football fan.
With my buddy Nick, who's dead now.
How goddamn depressing.
We got Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, which was an overrated game. We got Final Fantasy 1.
Which was very hard.
Metroid, which is a classic. Castlevania. Dr. Mario. Kirby's Adventure. Mega Man 2.
That's a good one.
Super Mario Bros. Super Mario Bros. 2. Legend of Zelda. Star Tropics. And Super Mario Brothers 3.
Ooh, boy.
So that's the list for the NES Classic Edition.
You will be addicted.
It's a Freudian. Hey, I had an NES back in the 80s.
And you were addicted to it.
I was pretty addicted. I'm still addicted to video games. That's why we're doing a podcast about it.
Damn addict. Why don't you get some help?
I was watching a video. I'm going to digress here. I was watching a video about like the worst video game addicts ever. Mm-hmm. You know, and there was like.
They have a list of them?
Yeah, there was people.
I would think the most serious game addicts out there wouldn't be on a list. You know
what there was that couple in Asia.
Well, what about the Korean guy who died?
Yeah, well, there's the guy who died after playing 50 hours of StarCraft.
Our man on the couch, coughing guy, says no. He doesn't agree.
Oh, the coughing commences. And then there was that couple that let their baby die because they were too busy taking care of a virtual baby.
Train spotting. Video games.
And there was that kid who killed himself over EverQuest, and then his mother, he wasn't a kid, he was like 21.
But, a bunch of people probably killed themselves.
He killed himself over something in EverQuest, and then his mother started this big anti-EverQuest video game
crusade.
Addiction crusade. You know, it's like, well, my view is this.
Addiction.
Video games are like anything else, you know, in moderation, they're fine. Mm-hmm. Just like booze or marijuana or any of those things, you know. Or sex, even like there's sex addicts that ruin their whole lives because they can't stop
jerking off addicts,
like the guys they got those addicts. They keep watching porn and their wives are like, he's a sex addict, but Terry Crews, he came out as a sex addict,
a porn addict,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was like,
maybe his wife wasn't fucking him,
probably not. Said porno gave him a distorted vision of. What, sexuality?
Oh, I don't buy that shit for a second. I know,
I've heard that shit before.
It distorts your view on sexuality.
I've had male friends tell me that. I don't watch it anymore, man. You know, it really affects how I think about women. But I don't know. Does it? Are you that easily affected?
You know what affects how I think about women?
Maybe if you watch it 24 hours a day.
Fucking women.
Like the Ludovico. Maybe if it's, you know, in Clockwork Orange, the Ludovico technique where they take your eyes open and... If they do that to you and you're stuck in a porn theater, maybe it affects how you see women.
I love women.
No, I'm planning on doing the Ludovico technique to you in a porn
theater. To me?
Yeah.
In a porn theater?
To see how your opinions on women.
I've had enough, sir. I've had enough, good sir, with your Vinny. Like Malcolm McDowell. Apparently, Malcolm McDowell got really badly injured filming that scene.
Yeah,
like he got like a scratched cornea or something like that. Yeah.
It was cool. He did an introduction a few years ago at a Calgary independent theater.
It's nice.
Movie house, and they played, I think it was Clockwork Orange or Caligula, but he did the introduction.
That's cool.
Gone to that. That would have been
cool. That would be cool.
Because I love him, man.
He's great. He's still going today, you know?
Yeah.
He's in all Rob Zombie shit now.
Is he?
Yeah, he's in 31.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was in the Halloween remake. He played like the Dr. Loomis role in the Halloween remake. That was played by.
Old, eh?
Yeah, he's in his 70s, I think, but he's still badass.
Yeah,
he was in Wing Commander 3, The Price of Freedom. Okay. I don't know if you ever played that game, but it's I believe free on EA's Origin service.
Wow!
Stars Mark Hamill.
Did you see Netflix is talking to Ubisoft about which series they want turned into
a series. Like, they want to make a series based on a game?
Yeah.
Which one are they going to do?
Assassin's Creed, I think. Yeah. No.
No, isn't there Assassin's Creed movie coming out with Benedict Cumberbatch or something like that?
I don't think so. Huh. Not if there's a series.
And I heard they just greenlit an Uncharted movie.
I hope they don't, man. Uncharted, I could see as a series. Assassin's Creed, fuck no.
I got something cool to tell you. There's a guy I play Overwatch with. His handle's Pistol. I don't know his real name.
Pistol.
He's a Korean guy, and he lives in California.
Okay.
He speaks English. Anyway.
He's American.
He lives in the States.
Are you being racist?
No, he's from Korea.
Are you doing a microaggression?
No, I'm not.
Against Koreans?
No.
I'm just fucking kidding.
I love Psy. I love Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah.
I actually do like that song.
K-pop?
A lot of kids are into K-pop these days, probably because American pop music sucks so bad.
Well, I eat in those Korean fried chicken joints about once a week, and they play nothing but K-pop on the TVs, and they have all the pop idols on the, like, the hotties, you know.
But that's notwithstanding. That's not the cool part of the story. I was talking, I was getting in a game of Overwatch, and this is one of my Overwatch players, and we were waiting to get in a game, and we were chatting. And he says, have you played the new Call of Duty yet? And
played Infinite Warfare?
I said, no, I didn't get it.
Yeah.
He goes, Infinity Ward offered me a job, but I turned him down. And I said, are you a game developer? He goes, yeah, I'm a character designer. I said, there's my cat. I said, have you worked on any games that I might have played? He goes, I worked on The Last of Us and the Uncharted series.
Huh.
And I said, oh, you work for Naughty Dog. He goes, oh, you know Naughty Dog. Yeah, they are.
Naughty Dog is solid as
fuck. And I said that. I said, those are awesome games. Like, those are great games. And he was like, oh, thank you very much. So I've actually been chatting with somebody who worked on The Last of Us and Uncharted.
I knew a guy who went on to work for BioWare, and I think he moved on to work for Rockstar Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
and BioWare's in Edmonton, right?
Yeah, in Edmonton. It's always been there.
Ubisoft sucks. So.
No.
No, they got some good games.
Yeah, they're good. They, like, Splinter Cell's good. The last one was good. Conviction?
The last good Ubisoft.
Did you buy Conviction?
No, but I bought Rainbow Six Siege, and that was great.
Yeah.
I didn't play it enough. I started playing Battlefront because it was just a little easier. Like, Rainbow Six Siege is a brutal, unforgiving game. It's like Counter-Strike.
Yes.
Like, once you're dead, you're out for the rest of the... it's like a much more serious and realistic version of Overwatch.
This doesn't have to do with that, really, but have you heard of those permadeath games? It's a trend in games. I think there's a few of them on Steam.
Like XCOM?
No, they're games where if you die, you can't play the game again.
No, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, they're RPGs or something
like that. And you can't even start a new game after?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't think you can. You're just done.
Last RPG I got was...
So it's kind of a cool idea, though, because it makes death have real consequences.
Yeah, yeah. And,
you know, weight to it.
So, XCOM's bad enough.
Yeah, because like hardcore Diablo 2... Back in the day, hardcore mode or whatever. There was a ladder and all
that. Yeah, yeah.
I think when you died, your character was dead. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So that's,
but you could start a new character.
Yes, you could.
Yeah.
But this is just like the game's done for you.
Wow.
Buy the game. I don't think the game's that much to start with, though. But once you die, it's done.
Well, we've come a long way since talking about the NES Classic. And we always do. We go off on these tangents. This all stemmed from... Beer. Yeah. I'm drinking some Steam Whistle. What are you drinking there, Kyle?
Village Brewery Enigma.
Oh, I might have to try some of that.
I wish you would. It's a very good amber ale.
So the Wii U is ending production after just 3 years to make a... very roundabout story short. And the NES Classic is coming back, and another classic system is coming back. It was just announced this week. The Sega Genesis is going back into production.
Yeah.
A Brazilian company.
It's really popular in Brazil.
And it's a Brazilian company bringing it back. I had a Sega Genesis back in the early
90s. This is going off on a bit of a tangent, but it'll be a short one. I've heard in Brazil, even in the favelas, like the poorest areas, they have these places where they have PS2 set up, PS1s, and they have, it's basically like you pay to go into this little house in the slum and play like a console. And they have that there.
My friend had a store like that back in Windsor in like 99, 2000. And he had like, so people, and he would charge like $2 an hour.
Play video games.
Yeah.
In the Favelas.
He would charge $2 an hour. This Favelas, is back in Windsor.
Maybe that's how you
say it. Favela was a level on Call of Duty Modern Warfare, was it not?
Yeah, yeah. Because didn't it take place in Brazil?
So I think Max part Payne of it 3. Did. Like the, I never played Max
that
Payne.
That became 3. A popular setting for video games.
I have Max Payne 2 on my PC, but I 3
is so fun.
I've never played it.
I love 3.
I was going to buy it because you were talking about it a while back, and I was like, yeah. I got to play that game. It's but great. It's pretty expensive for it's still? Like it's like $20. Man, so when it goes on
it
sale,
up. It holds up.
It's when it got goes the on sale, I'll buy. Like,
think the graphical clarity of
well, it was like 360 PS2.
Well, it's like right? Call of Duty or Grand Theft Auto 5. Graphics.
Yeah,
that's how it looks, straight up.
I just saw Trevor
in Grand Theft Auto 5 is an open world with the same.
Yeah, graphics. It's got a lot
so
more.
It's kind of, you know.
I just saw Trevor on something. He was on The Walking Dead.
Really,
the guy who plays Trevor, he's on The Walking Dead. He's
instantly
one of,
recognizable.
Well, the voice, obviously. But I know what he looks like too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of Negan's guys, right? You heard about Negan, the new villain, who is awesome. Somewhere. Yeah, yeah. He's got the baseball bat named Lucille, wrapped in Lucille's thirsty. And he's like, yeah, he's like, well, I'm going to forgive you, but Lucille, she says no. Whack. You know, kind of thing. Kind of, yeah. He's really good.
He's a psychopath.
Yeah, but in the comics, I guess I think he kind of came around and became a much more sympathetic character.
I read a bit of The Governor.
Oh, I read The Governor stuff, and he was just a flat-out bastard.
Yeah. That's kind of what I got.
But I think Negan is going to become a bit more sympathetic down the line on the show.
He's a human.
He's a human being. And
with
he's
real
the
real emotions.
And that actor, he plays a lot of dicks. He played the comedian in Watchmen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He was in that movie, The Losers, too, which is another graphic novel.
The Losers?
The Losers. I've got the book. It was actually Chris Evans was in the movie and Zoe Saldana and him, and they were like, they were kind of like the A-team. You know?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like a bunch of former, I don't know, it's been a while since I saw that movie. But
Special Forces or something.
It was pretty
like
good.
Cool.
So anyway, Sega Genesis coming back.
Yeah. That's really surprising.
What is the name of the
company? They must have heard about, you know, the NES that's coming out.
Well, it's the total
the retro wave.
It's the whole retro gaming
phenomena.
Tectoy, that's the name of the Brazilian toy manufacturer Tectoy. Now, this is going to be like
Sega gave them the license.
They must have, yeah.
Nintendo would never do that.
Now, it's
Sega's
gonna be,
a lot lesser of a company than Nintendo as far as.
Well, Sega's not much these days.
No,
I mean, they still make games, but their last console.
They were Virtua Fighter. Like, I think they're involved in Virtua Fighter. Which
well, they
isn't
still
a
make games
seller.
On, like, the PS3 and the Xbox and the PS4. And,
and they made still... that other one. What is that game? I have it for PS3.
Didn't they make that Ghostbusters game that was awesome a few years ago?
I think they did.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was.
It's a game.
No, that was Atari.
Tell me if you
that
know
was
what
Atari.
I'm talking about. Was it?
That published that game.
Yeah, it was. It's a game where you're this robot and you can, or you have a suit on and you fly around on your kneecaps. It's really high action. And like some people from Devil May Cry worked on it, I think.
Hmm. That sounds familiar.
I'm trying to think of what the fuck it was called.
It was made by Sega?
Yeah. And you shoot the shit out of like robots and huge 100-foot-tall mechs. And it's just super high action, flipping around. Like, you got to manage your suit's energy level and all that. And I can't recall what the fuck it's called, though, because I haven't played it in years, but it's really cool.
But yeah, Sega still makes games, but they don't have a console. I think their last console was the Dreamcast, which is an underrated console.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard recently that some people have restored the Dreamcast online servers, so you can now connect your Dreamcast.
How did they do that?
Because that was... one of the first consoles that had online capability.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, there was online capabilities on the Atari 2600, believe it or not.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that on this podcast, but that still blows my mind. I never saw
crazy.
It in action. But
like I had no idea.
Some people have reestablished the Dreamcast servers, and so I guess if you get a Dreamcast, you can still go online with it. I would have to look more into it. I don't have a Dreamcast, but yeah. We had one back in the day, and it was a pretty awesome system. You know,
my friend
it was
had before, one, but he only had C-Man.
C-Man's a pretty weird game.
Yeah, like he had it. We thought it was funny, but we weren't exactly thrilled with it.
We played the shit out of House of the Dead.
Isn't a game that you're gonna get your mind blown playing?
Because my buddy had a Dreamcast, and he had two guns, and we used to play the shit. And he had a big screen TV, and we played the shit out of House of the Dead and House of the Dead too.
So he had two light guns set up and. Yeah, that kind of
that was in his store, right? He had the store where you pay like $2 an hour. Yeah. Game Time, yeah, that was the name of the store.
Yeah,
I must have talked about this before.
You damn well did.
I'm killing too many brain cells with this steam whistle here.
Kieran has two brain cells. They bounce signals off each other.
Yep.
So
it's like one is a one and one is a zero.
It's very binary.
Yeah, they make binary code.
Right.
But we used to play the crap out. And another game we used to play a lot was called Power Stone, which was.
Power Stone was really cool.
Yeah, it was almost.
Each character transforms into.
Yeah, you had like an ultimate.
What was that Primal something? It was like. It was a fighting game where you can turn into an animal. Every character can turn into
something. It was on the PlayStation.
Yeah.
What the hell was that game?
And I think it was
compared
to Tekken and all those
games. Yeah, but it wasn't as good as Tekken.
No.
Tekken was the best fighting game.
Yeah, and there was a game called Rival Schools.
I remember that game. That was like a basketball game. Oh, no, that was Arch Rivals.
Fighting game.
I remember Rival Schools.
Yeah.
It wasn't Altered Beast. No.
It was something primal something. Or vicious. Yeah, let's look that up.
We're going to look that up on the old Google.
But I don't think that was like the age of fighting games though.
Yeah.
Fighting games were major.
Bloody Roar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was it.
And there was Bloody Roar too. Those were good games.
Because I didn't have a console, I don't think, at the time. So I just bought the magazines.
Oh yeah.
And I read about shit like
Zex. We used to rent Bloody PlayStations.
Roar, Tekken. Yeah, I rented one too
for Yeah, like we a used weekend. To rent them all the time.
My mom rented one and I was like, wow, I got Cool Borders too. Which was really cool when it came out.
So we used to rent the PlayStation and we used to rent Tekken. And yeah. Soul and Soul.
We had Tekken and we had Tekken and we had Cool Borders too.
And then I got my own PlayStation and I got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which is
Did you get a job?
I had a job since I was 15, motherfucker.
I didn't, man.
Really?
No. I didn't have a job when I was 15. I did when I was 16.
I was a telemarketer at 15. That was my first job. That was brutal.
Yeah. Imagine doing that now.
No.
Fuck no.
That's why I don't mind certain aspects of my job, you know?
Definitely not. Keep that in the back of your mind.
For sure. Yeah.
But we're going to talk about Battlefest, which is coming up November 17th.
All right. I have no idea what Battlefest is. So is it like a tournament or is it
They're introducing new parts, permanent parts to Battlefield 1 as well.
Oh, just to go back for a second, I just want to wrap up the Genesis.
Yeah, no problem.
It's made like an old school Genesis. It's different. It's got pre-programmed games.
And it has the cartridges.
It has the cartridge slot, so you can buy...
Pre-programmed games.
It's got, I think...
And the cartridges.
And it's got an SD slot, so if you have like a bunch of
Sega Genesis ROMs... So not at all the same as the NES product.
No.
Yeah.
Well, Nintendo is very, like...
You play this, you get this.
And they really guard their properties. Like, so they're not like that new NES classic.
Yeah, I was reading, like, you've done some emulator stuff in the past.
Yes.
Nintendo is very aggressive with emulators, apparently. And they've gone, apparently, it's very hard to find an NES emulator.
No, it's not.
It's not?
No, it's very easy.
Okay.
There's actually a website where you can go.
But they shut down a bunch of them.
Yeah. Yeah. You can still get them.
Yeah.
But
so that kind of surprised me. I'm like, you can't get a fucking NES.
Well, they still sell those games, like on like the Wii Virtual Console and the 3DS. Yeah, you can still go buy like
that's a different thing.
You can still go buy like Metroid and shit like that for $5 or $6.
Yeah, for sure. But no, that's cool. They're allowing people to do all that.
And a lot of people like to buy cartridges. You know, they like to go like you can go to the pawn shops and the game like retro game shops. Yeah,
signed about it.
Wow. I don't think Sega. Sega's not, they were a pretty big force like back in the 80s and 90s, but
yeah,
like Nintendo has stayed strong and Sega's kind of
I'm kind of surprised Sega's around at all.
Yeah.
You know, they've got a few intellectual properties they've developed in the past 10 years or whatever.
Sonic?
Well, did you see there was some Sonic convention recently?
Oh, yeah. Sonic is huge.
Yeah, people bring in their fan-made Sonic games, which I think Sega's also okay with.
Yeah.
They sound like a cool company. But somebody made a fully 3D Sonic game that looked pretty cool. Too much open space, though, I'll say, from watching the gameplay.
Okay.
But it was like, this is what the 3D Sonic game should have
been. Yeah, because the ones that came out sucked ass. Yeah.
For years.
There hasn't been a good Sonic game since the Sega Genesis.
Pretty much, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, let's move on. Battlefest. Let's
talk about Battlefest, man. So Battlefest, they're going to introduce hardcore mode, which is going to have friendly fire.
I heard that was coming.
And many other things. And they're also going to have... Can you bring up that screen? I think you got it in your... Did you close it?
I didn't.
You fucking dick.
But I... I moved on to something else, but here it is.
Cool.
So hardcore servers.
Hardcore servers are coming. They're adding two more objectives to the Suez map. Right now, Suez is kind of broken. If you control all three objectives, you will completely dominate the other team. Like, I just played a game yesterday. The score was 900 to 100 at the end.
Wow.
Yeah, the other team, they were backed up at their spawn point, basically getting spawn killed. Yeah, but they were, you know, they were pushing hard. They were trying to catch up. They were trying to push forward to objectives and stuff, but that, you know, game shouldn't be like that, right?
No.
That was, yeah, I felt kind of bad for them for sure. But so after they add that, and they're going to add some more vehicles too. So
the Battlefest events that will reward players with login bonuses, unique items, community missions, and an official live stream. That is really cool. That I like.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And the unique items will be skins for sure. Because that's what the items are.
There's not a lot of customization in the
game. No, but I guess they made that intentionally. I was reading a bit about it to show that you're a soldier in a war is a number, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a weapon to be used. So they intentionally made the soldiers so you can't customize your soldiers, so you're just another number in the cog. You're a cog in the wheel, right?
And that's World War One.
Yes, exactly. Because most of the soldiers died from artillery.
Yeah.
They never saw the person they were even killing or being killed by. Yeah. They just got hit by a shell and they were dead, because that's kind of what war was like at that point.
Yeah.
But so they have that. But all your weapons, like, they all show on you, right? You change to anti-tank grenades. You can see them on them. You change to mines. It all hangs from the belt. So all the customization is, like, on what the loadout you choose, mm-hmm. right? So... And the skins for the characters are really cool. They have, like, the Sikh dudes,
mm-hmm.
who were the colonial English
The Ottoman
soldiers.
Empire?
No, they were the English Empire.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because that was India fought in the war on Britain's behalf.
Right.
Like, the colonial soldiers. But, yeah, they have Ottoman Empire, but I don't think they have turbans.
Oh, I thought they did.
I haven't been
paying attention that much.
Yeah.
I haven't played as much Battlefield. The game. But
I'm so addicted to Battlefield. I'm not even kidding. I started up, but I just can't stop playing.
But you don't have Overwatch.
It's fucking ridiculous. So no.
Get Overwatch.
That's the same for you, right? It's hard to, like, it's just like
in
one
Titanfall
more game.
2, I'm
one
pretty
more
addicted
game,
too.
Right? That's when you can tell you're addicted. It's like, I'll do one more game. And it's like, the other game loaded. One more. It just keeps going, yep. man. And then it's fucking hours are gone by. Or you want to level up, right? Or you want to get this.
I can't play for hours anymore because I'm too old for first-person shooters. I can play for, like, a couple hours.
I'm talking 3 hours.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But back in the day, it was like
that's
8 hours.
That's still quite a while, though.
Yeah, but
I can't do 8.
I used to do 3. I used to do, like, 12 hours on Sega Genesis.
No, I did, when I was a kid, for sure. We did all night, man. We play fucking Tony Hawk's Pro Skater all night.
Yeah.
Wake up, no sleep, fucking
Start
dead.
Start playing again.
Yeah, and not sleep the next day. Get home, and I could never do that now.
No.
If I stay up all night, I need to fucking crash. You just have unlimited energy when you're a kid.
So what else we got? Fog of War custom game.
I have to try that. That sounds so cool.
I'm going
to
try that, too.
They're going to have...
And there's a big update coming?
Because that's a big part of it is the marking and all that. That's all going to be gone, and you won't be able to see shit on your mini-map. You won't. I'm guessing, you know, like the screen where you deploy? You know, like, you know, where you choose where you spawn.
Yeah, yeah.
That's going to be all fogged up too, right? It won't show where, I'm guessing it won't show where your units are or the enemy. Because that's a huge part of the game, the screen where you pick where you spawn.
Yeah, yeah. It's huge. It adds a little bit of a
where you strategic spawn is, yeah, element. Yeah, exactly. It's sure. So important in Battlefield. So, but
I usually try and spawn if I'm in a good squad. Yeah. I try and spawn on my squad. Like, if you got a squad leader who's actually giving orders.
It unlocked.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to give orders.
Yes, definitely.
So everybody you get a lot can get more points. Yeah.
A lot more points. So.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I mean, sure. I'm still playing Battlefield a few games a week.
Blizzard doesn't have... well, they have, like, the seasonal changes to the game. And
well, that's where we're going to segue into Overwatch, a little Overwatch news. We got Sombra coming out soon. Nobody knows exactly when. Yeah. But we're in Season 2 right now, and yeah. I'm doing horribly.
Is that the LBGT character, Sombra? I just saw an interview with Blizzard yesterday, and it's like, we have an LBGT character.
If anyone's a lesbian in Overwatch, I'm guessing it's...
He's a bear.
I'm guessing it's Zarya.
Okay.
She's like a big Russian girl that carries a big fucking... That might be. And she's like, I will kill you, you know? And
fuck your ass.
And I never play Zarya. But Sombra's coming out. She's been likened to Tracer. Okay. They're saying she's similar to Tracer. Hmm. But she has these hacking abilities, from what I've seen. She can make the health packs not work, you know? So if, like, an enemy player, she can hack the health pack and they can't grab it, you know, and stuff like that.
That's cool.
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to play her, you know? She's coming out, I'm guessing, because Season 2 ends, I think, November 24th. Mm. And then there's going to be...
So does it tally your score each season?
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, you get a ranking. Okay.
You've never really explained that to me.
Yeah, you get a ranking. I'm in the 1600s right now because I suck. I was at 2200, which is like...
Is fairly good?
That's gold. And then 2500 and up is platinum, and then you get like diamond, and then best 500, like top 500. Right, so it's like bronze, silver, gold, platinum, diamond, and then... top, you know, top tier.
Yeah.
And I've been consistently playing gold, placing as gold in the last two seasons.
Huh.
So, and I really like the seasonal things they did. Like, they did great stuff for Halloween. They had, like, the, I talked about this on previous episodes. They had great Halloween skins, and they had a little, it was almost like a mini version of, like, Call of Duty Zombies, and it was called Dr. Junkenstein's Revenge, and they made, like, Junkrat look like Dr. Frankenstein, and you don't know who Junkrat is.
Yeah, okay. You showed me.
Oh, okay, and then they had Roadhog, who had a big Frankenstein costume, and Mercy had a sexy witch costume. And,
yeah.
Like, all the different characters had Halloween skins, so I'm guessing in December they're going to have, like, a Christmas...
Overwatch is so popular, I'm starting to know all the characters, just based on
you're gonna
the
buy
postings
it.
And... Well, eventually, maybe.
I'm going to be like, you buy that fucking game or I'll break your fucking head.
One first-person shooter at a time is good for me. Yeah.
Well, I'm on 3 right now. I'm on Battlefield, I'm on Titanfall 2, and I'm on Overwatch. Mm-hmm. I would like to get a nice point-and-click kind of a game. Maybe I'll start playing XCOM again.
Have you heard of the Banner Saga?
Like, yeah, that's a cool game. I haven't played it, but it looks cool.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in that. I think that's a point-and-click adventure game. That's not what you meant, though. You meant like methodical,
like XCOM.
And, kind of, yeah, like
Shadowrun. Totally the Shadowrun games are really good.
Yeah, totally different. You know, you're just like a thinking.
Yeah, some a little slower because I mean, first person shooters are very frantic,
twitch kind of.
Yeah, and sometimes you just want to play like. I wouldn't mind getting Civilization VI. I've played that a little bit, but I'm not paying the. I'm not paying the full price for it because I'm not going to get that many hours out of it. So I'll wait till it goes on sale or something and I'll buy it then. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, it's been a little light this season.
Yeah.
2016 has been a little light. I remember other years, Dishonored 2 just came out, but I'm not going to bother.
I'll eventually play it for sure.
Eventually, but game, not right
like
now.
Like we said last episode, it does first person stealth so well.
It does.
And the world is so cool.
That yeah.
kind of steampunk world they created. Yeah, it's really, really well done.
And speaking of first person shooters, our last topic for this week's edition of Grinding for Days is Call of Duty Infinite Warfare, which I have not played.
No, I guess that was the most disliked video ever on YouTube or something.
I thought that was the Ghostbusters trailer.
I think it's secondary to that.
Wow.
Yeah, people really
the game like doesn't look that bad. I'm not gonna buy it, but
I wouldn't buy it, but they had to reinvent it and put in a totally
well they put it in set. Space
yeah
and there's like space battles
laser type weapons
now when it comes to space battles I have already
they say bought, they made it they couldn't make it they didn't put a lot of holograms in they had to make it tangible and feel kind of 80s sci-fi you know what I mean
yeah
they didn't put it fully using every realistic piece of technology we have these days
in that's there. Cool
so that's kind of cool and I hear the campaign's really fun but the multiplayer's passable
well that I think we're better off with passable. Battlefield 1 yeah I think we're that. Better off with Battlefield 1
oh god
at this point.
I love Battlefield 1
and Titanfall 2
I love it.
Titanfall 2 I like because the games only last about 10 minutes
yeah
and like Battlefield 1 if you get in a conquest game
yeah
you're looking at least a half hour. If you get in an operations game, you're probably looking at about an hour.
Yeah. For sure.
Titanfall 2, you can play for like 20 minutes and play two or three games.
How long are Overwatch games?
Overwatch games range from like, I would say, and if anyone's listening and wants to correct me, feel free. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, we have a Twitter.
Yep.
And an email.
And soon a Facebook page.
Twitter, we are at Grinding for Days. Our email is grindingfordayspodcast@gmail.com. Send us some questions. Send us some suggestions. Beg to be our guest star. You can come on via Skype. You know?
That'd be fun.
Yeah. Reach out to us. I know people are listening out there. So, yeah, send us some shit. But anyways, cool. I meant to do that at the very beginning of the podcast, but we've had a little bit of a hectic afternoon, as you've been witness to.
Definitely. But yeah, they also included for free, I think there's another game in Infinite Warfare 2 besides
Well, there's the Call of Duty 4, and then there's the zombie mode.
Yeah, that must be what
Which I is mean. Very 80s looking from what I've seen.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of footage on YouTube.
Okay.
And I have no intention. I haven't bought a Call of Duty game. I think the last one I bought was Modern Warfare 2.
I think when I was playing I did play World at War.
I played that too.
It wasn't very good, but
it was decent enough.
It was all right. But that was the introduction of Nazi zombie mode.
But I have always, yes it was, but I have always liked the Battlefield series.
Left 4 Dead did the NPC zombie attack.
Left 4 Dead is awesome.
Way better.
And people are still playing it to this day.
Yeah. It was so fun.
People are still playing that game.
I don't doubt that.
I really
liked you get a couple good players all talking on the mic, and it was pretty hard to escape. It's pretty hard to get away.
Oh yeah, it's a tough game.
Yeah, and it you know, you'd plan it all out, and it just the way they made that game so you have to work with each other and the zombies, the different types of zombies, you have to change up your strategy. You never know what kind of zombies.
And when you were playing, like, when other players were playing as the infected,
really fun. Yeah, totally. Yeah, and that was in the first one, right?
And the second one.
Some people were infected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the second one.
Yeah.
The other zombie game online I really liked was Dead Island.
And Dead Island? You like that?
Yeah, I really liked Dead Island.
It was a buggy.
Yeah, it was, but it was fun.
It was messy.
It was a mess. You're absolutely right, but it was a lot of fun. And it was a very social game.
You know
game.
What? I played that.
And there is a new one.
I played it online, though.
There is a new one coming, I believe.
Huh.
So, and Dead Rising 4 is coming out soon.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that goes.
For sure. If it's fun, you might want to get it.
I might do. But I will not be buying Call of Duty Infinite Warfare.
Nah, I'm okay. But I was reading a review of a girl who played Call of Duty 4, and now she's playing the remaster. And she says it's dated in ways that are good and bad. Basically, maps have come a long way. Maps now include a lot of different levels. You know what I mean? Like a lot of yeah, and I think it's cool that they just had a Call of Duty 4 remaster come out and Battlefield 1 came out, and that's a game that got me into online multiplayer first-person shooters.
What was Call of Duty 4?
Yeah. Well, actually, well, that's the first one I could play lag-free, you know, because I played Counter-Strike back when. I played Red Faction. No, not on dial-up, but just on a really shitty internet connection, like really cheap cable internet.
Oh, okay.
And I had so much lag, I couldn't kill anybody. But I still played it because I was like, "Wee, I'm playing online."
I remember playing StarCraft and Diablo on dial-up.
Yeah,
it was just brutal.
Yeah, my friend used to play StarCraft on dial-up.
Yeah,
but it worked. I think it had a lot of lag, but
not always. Sometimes it
sometimes ran really it was smooth. All right. Yeah, for sure. The old dial-up tone.
So let's sum it up: yay or nay on Infinite Warfare? I'm going to say nay.
No, it doesn't really
interest me. I haven't bought a Call of Duty game in a long time.
No.
But anyways, with that, it's been an hour. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
That's the end of this week's episode, episode 8.
That's right.
Of Another Grinding for Days. Another
decadent episode of Grinding for Days.
And it has been decadent. be sure and follow us at Grinding for Days on our brand new Twitter account. We will have a Facebook account soon. That's right. And email us, grindingfordayspodcast@gmail.com. And until next episode, I'm Kieran.
I'm Kyle.
And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
So long.